across the country, there have been multiple deaths and hundreds of more illnesses linked to e-cigarettes or vaping products. Now, doctors and scientists are looking to pinpoint the cause. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports that public health officials are coordinating an effort to find out why people are getting sick.
On a Monday afternoon, the emergency department at IU Methodist Hospital in downtown Indianapolis is pretty calm. There's plenty of room in the waiting area, and announcements echo along the hallway.
For 5C, call the desk, please, phone call.
Dr. Nathan Vanderven says staffers are vigilant for shortness of breath, cough, and nausea, symptoms that would usually signal a common illness, like pneumonia, but now raise flags for something else.
We'll look at their oxygen saturation when they come into the ED, and that can be the first clue that there may be something going on.
Within the last month, Vanderven saw a teenager who fell ill after vaping. The teen was in the ICU at Riley Children's Hospital, just one of the possible cases of vaping-related lung illness in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control.
So we're starting to begin to ask these questions to these patients coming in if they're utilizing tobacco products or these particular vaping products. We'll ask them, are they smoking right now?
Indiana's top health official, Dr. Christina Box, said at a recent news conference, all cases have one thing in common.
We have a significant amount of confidence with regards to the only common factor that we're finding here is vaping.
But hasn't helped federal officials figure out precisely what's causing the problem. Here's Dr. Ann Schuchat of the CDC on a phone call with journalists.
No consistent e-cigarette or vaping product, substance, additive, or brand has been identified in all cases, nor has any one product or substance been conclusively linked to lung injury in patients.
As scientists hunt for clues, the Food and Drug Administration said a potential lead is vaping products that contain THC, the active component of marijuana, possibly because vitamin E acetate was added into these products. It's vaporized into the lungs and then returns to an oily form. But not all the tested samples included vitamin E acetate. As awareness grows, some warn that the caseload will grow too. Timothy McFarlane is a research epidemiologist at the Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis.
When I say it's probably not a new thing, I guess what I mean is we're probably just detecting it, right, for the first time, in that we don't really have channels to detect this kind of outbreak on a large scale, namely because it's non-communicable, or so it seems.
Non-communicable means there's no indication that these illnesses are spreading via bacteria or viruses. So creating a system to report these illnesses took some time.
We are seeing the tip of the iceberg right now.
In recent days, as the number of cases continued to grow, the CDC launched an emergency operations center to help coordinate the government response, a move recently used for hurricanes, the Flint water crisis, and the Zika outbreak, Reuters reports. But the actual number of cases may be even larger. A Louisville, Kentucky pulmonologist says he treated two patients before the issues rose to national prominence. Therefore, he says they slipped under the radar. Here's McFarlane again.
And in reality, these cases may have been going on for years that we just haven't really found them yet until now.
Indiana health officials are working with the CDC on the investigation and have shared suspect vaping products with the FDA. But state and federal agencies have been cautious about drawing conclusions. Here's the CDC's Schuchat again.
And there may be problematic source material or modifications that are occurring in different places. So we really need to use caution at this time in terms of our consumer recommendations and have an open mind in terms of the investigation.
Meanwhile, the CDC says nearly 1 in 5 high school students have used these products, sometimes called juuling. That's a problem because they have high levels of addictive nicotine. But teens are often drawn to the thousands of flavored e-cigarette products on the market, flavors like mango, mint, or cherry. So the Trump administration has moved to ban flavored products. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.